This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are no nonsense on this radio show. You know, when the totalitarians show up, we broadcast. I mean, it's just really that simple. But you got to know that the totalitarians are here. You know, you had to kind of shake it off from day to day and, you know, plug yourself into some real news. None of this O'Reilly business, but, you know, none of this mainstream media that's out there, because they're lying to you. Yeah, it's all propaganda, basically, designed to help, the caliphate. And we're starting to see that more and more and more and more as the days and the weeks go on now, aren't we? Anyway, welcome to the show. Gosh, it is just such a fast-moving news day. I mean, there's just so many things going on, and we're going to cover so much, especially in this first hour. So visit our website. We got the companion stories to many of the articles that we're going to be talking about today. Your safety, your child's safety, our country's safety right now is paramount because of the recent terrorist attack in San Bernardino. They've shown their cards, finally. Unfortunately, 14 people dead, 20 plus. I don't know what the exact number is. I get conflicting numbers. Some say 21, some say 27. It's over 20 that have been injured. 14 dead, over 20 injured. And it's not a false flag. It's not blood that's been painted on the ground. These are real victims, real deaths. And, you know, of course, coming from me, hello, it is a false flag of sorts. It's designed to be, but people are dead. You see, they sort of modified their false flags for crisis actors now to actual dead people. And what we have found out from this attack, and what we are saying, is it's payback for Obama. That's another story, but we will be covering that exclusively here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, what about that mysterious jet that almost one week ago, is flying around Southern California and into Nevada and Central California, all of a sudden disappears, and it was a Russian jet? No call signs, mysterious. We're going to answer some of those questions for you here on Agenda 21 Radio in the next couple of days. And by the way, are they linked to San Bernardino? Interesting question. Anyway, okay, what in the world is really going on? Donald Trump is what is really going on. I mean, he's come out, and as you've probably heard already, he is saying that he wants to put a stop to all Muslims coming into the country. I got to tell you, this guy is so good at sucking the air out of every room he walks into. It's just absolutely amazing. He dominates the media. He knows how. There is nobody on this planet as strong as he is in terms of the media. He is singing all the right tunes, if you will. And he's in harmony, it seems, and it would appear, with the American public, because everybody said that his latest bout with this whole Muslim thing. And by the way, Jimmy Carter did something similar where he banned Iranians during the Iran hostage crisis. He banned all Iranians from coming into the country. Hello. It's not like this has not been done before. And you're going to say, oh, it's religion. You know, we need to have a real serious talk about what about Islam as a religion or a governance system with Sharia law if they're going to coexist in this country. You know, it hasn't ended well in a lot of countries for Islam. In fact, a lot of countries right now in Africa are tearing down mosques. And this is, which, by the way, goes back historically for hundreds of years. This is the way that people in various countries and various lands across the world, especially Europe and Africa, have dealt with Islam. When you get the terrorist activity, when you get the creeping Sharia, when you get all the things that influence, all the influence indicators, influence indicators like a drug, that come along with Islam. This is something historically that is not new. Tearing down mosques. I mean, you know, so people have gotten to many points when you start to see the full face of Islam. And I would posit with you that we have seen in this country 9/11, and now we've got this whole situation with San Bernardino. I know people are saying, well, there's 9/11 conspiracy, all this other stuff. Clearly, there are people involved with a conspiracy. Clearly. I mean, the evidence is just overwhelming for a lot of that. And, of course, there's tons of evidence for this one, too. But it's all about Islam and about the people behind the scenes that have been doing this to us. So, and nothing like what happened in San Bernardino is a classic example. We're going to get into that. Okay, media meltdown. This came from the Media Research Center, and it is an article that came from Breitbart. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from coming into the United States dominated the media coverage since Monday instead of President Obama's address from the Oval Office on combating ISIS Sunday night, according to the Media Research Center. Are you ready for this? And by the way, poll numbers for Trump since he came out with this? Up 8. Up 8 as of today. Up 8. I mean, this is just, you know, and the more the guy talks, the more his numbers go up, the more controversial he becomes. And what about Jeb Bush? I mean, Jeb Bush, I mean, the more, I got to tell you, he has got some outstanding commercials out there, and he looks great. He says all the right things, as far as I'm concerned, in these commercials. He really does. I mean, I'll play it fair. You know, he's not my man. I got to tell you, he is not my man, but I got to tell you, I am absolutely impressed with his performances on those commercials, the ones with the Citadel behind him and all that stuff. Very well produced, I might add. And they're patriotic. I got to say, I think people are garnering from that a great deal of patriotism towards our country. Absolutely. So, you know, I thank him for that. But the real reality for Jeb Bush is that he's going backwards. It's the most amazing thing. And he's spending money like crazy. He's running out of his PAC money. Because he realizes he has to do something desperately here because he's still in the single digits and in some places he's still going backwards. It's just amazing to see this. I mean, I've never seen this in my life with all the elections that I've been through. Anyway, it says the morning and evening news broadcasts on ABC, CBS, and NBC have dedicated a whopping, are you ready for this, 105 minutes, 1 hour and 45 minutes to criticism of Trump's comments about restricting Muslim immigration since Trump made the comments on December 7th, reported Media Research Center's Mike Cinadella. In contrast, Obama's speech Sunday only received a total of 3 minutes of media coverage. Well, that's in part because nobody believes him. He's a liar. And he didn't say anything new. I mean, just shows you the level of what people are saying about his thinking, and especially in the media, about his leadership. They're attacking. They're attacking Trump. Well, you know, do they not understand how media works? The more they attack him, the stronger he gets because he's just going to get more exposure. What's wrong with these people? Anyway, it says according to the study, NBC dedicated the most time covering Trump's comments, followed by ABC and then CBS. The Media Research Center reports that most of the media coverage surrounding Trump's proposal was negative. Really, you think coming from that group? These groups, now listen, ABC, CBS. CBS, of course, is all in for the Muslims. There's no question about it. I mean, they are bought and sold by Islam. There's no question about it. So don't, you know, say I'm bashing Islam here. No, they're bought and sold by these people. And especially when you have, well, when you have, you know, the brothers, you know what I'm talking about. The president of CBS and the president's major advisor, they're brothers. Hello. Do you think they're all in for Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood? Remember, it's the Muslim Brotherhood that dominates policy decisions within the White House, a known terrorist group. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free. And you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, the big story in later today on Agenda 21 Radio, we will have Chris Street. Now, those of you in the East Coast won't get Chris Street today. You will get him tomorrow, because I do have to say we are going to pat ourselves on the back here on Agenda 21 Radio for some outstanding reporting that we did around September 13th and 14th in the days that followed Benghazi, because we were spot on with our assessments of varying things, especially stand-down orders. We said at the time there were three stand-down orders we're going to verify for you the second stand down order that took place in Benghazi that caused the deaths of four great Americans. And by the way, I got to tell you, this whole Benghazi thing and what happened with these four individuals who died, their deaths are not in vain. And the great heroism that took place by former, the security people from the CIA annex who ran over to the mission. And then, of course, Woods and Doherty were two of those. Those courageous people who ignored orders to go over and help saved many, many lives, by the way, from a premeditated attack. Now, we're finding out a lot more about the attack, but some of the particulars that are coming out. But kudos to Chris Street. Kudos to our sources that we had available to us. It's just kind of the luck of the draw. But we were reporting early on what was really going on. In fact, if you want to see a good accounting, which really kind of mimics our reporting that we were doing at the time, at that time we were doing the Inside Education Show and starting up with Agenda 21 Radio. If you want to see a good accounting of our reports, there's a couple of things. There is a video that if you go to our store on Agenda 21 Radio, I produced a video. Actually, some people helped me out with it on the early days or the early hours and the attack and what happened. And it's not 100% accurate, but it's accurate 100%. It's not 100% fully there because I was making a speech at a tea party at the time when a lot of this came out, but it was produced, I think, in 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but it's 100% accurate today. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. So anyway, that's some documentation for you. Anyway, this is the bombshell that we're talking about, and it says, Benghazi, these are my titles here, new email. And this is the article that I wrote up and actually came from. Where did we get the bulk of this article from? I don't know. Can't do it. I don't know where it came from. Anyway, this is the article. It says, in the hours following the attack on Benghazi, Chris Street and myself were reporting the events described in this now-released email from Judicial Watch. This is one of the smoking guns in the entire saga of the Hillary Clinton-Benghazi disaster. Now, by the way, she has major problems right now because Comey, the FBI director, is taking nothing from the Obama administration. Comey, the FBI director, is investigating a criminal charges against Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Democrats' leading person to run for president. Boy, isn't that just appropriate. Comey, and we were all worried about him, is he going to play with the president? He's going to tell the president he's going to play the president's game. Comey is not playing a game with the terrorist attack. He's not in bed with the president. He has come out and he's laid out this whole thing about terrorism, and the investigation has taken off. By the way, there are still negative influences in the FBI, and a good example of that is why in the world did they release that the bomb-making factory and have the media tramp all the way through that? Unheard of. Of course, that's another story. But let's get into this email, because this is an email that was just released by Judicial Watch. This spells the doom for Hillary Clinton, finally. And I mean that. This is how it goes. It says, Judicial Watch released a new Benghazi email from the then Department of Defense Chief of Staff Jeremy Bash to State Department leadership, immediately offering forces that could move to Benghazi during the terrorist attack on the U.S. Special Mission Compound in Benghazi, Libya, on September 11, 2012. In an email sent to top department and state officials at 7:19 p.m., only hours after the attack had begun, Bash says, "We have identified the forces that could move to Benghazi. They are spinning up as we speak, and the Obama administration redacted the details of the military forces available, oddly citing a Freedom of Information Act FOIA exemption that allows the withholding of deliberative process information." That's a bunch of crap. Bash's email seems to directly contradict the testimony given by then-Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta. Might explain his body language when he was testifying. You go back and take a look at that video. It's on Agenda 21 Radio. Before the Senate Armed Services Commission, or Committee, on February 2013, defending the Obama administration's excuse me, I got to change pages here. Lack of military response to the nearly six-hour-long attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Panetta claimed that time distance, the lack of adequate warning, events that move very quickly on the ground prevented a more immediate response, which at the time I said, Leon, that is a lie. I didn't say what I actually said. This is what the email says from Bash Jeremy, CIVSD, redacted, sent Tuesday, September 11, 2012, at 7:19 p.m. to Sullivan, Jacob Sherman, Wendy Sherman, Thomas Nitties, and CC to James Miller and James Winefield. Let's see, Lieutenant General John Kelly, Martin Dempsey. Anyway, Libya, subject, colleagues. It says, I just tried to phone you, but you were all in with S, apparently reference to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. It says, after consulting with General Dempsey, General Hammond, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, we have identified the forces that could move to Benghazi. They are spinning up as we speak. Spinning up was the term that Chris Street used over and over and over and over again. That was going on. That's directly from this email. I wonder how we got that information. I bet the Obama administration's wondering how we got that information. At least they should be wondering. They include redacted. It says, assuming principals agree to deploy these elements, we will ask state to procure the approval from host nation. Please advise how you wish to convey that approval to us. Redacted, Jeremy. It's right here, people. Read it and weep, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Read it and weep, President Barack Hussein Obama. Your treason is self-evident. The Empress and the Emperor have no clothes. That's really a bad visual, isn't it? I mean, really? Totalitarianism, one email at a time, collapsing. The House of Cards about to tumble on Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama and the left, by the way. We will witness the collapse of the left. Stay with us. You know, it's getting to be a fun day. It's a fast-moving news day. A lot of good news coming. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free. And you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order. That's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, let's get into San Bernardino and what's been going on there. We have been covering, of course, this story wall to wall. One of my many hometowns, San Bernardino. I went to California State University at San Bernardino. I'm a coyote. Yeah, they're coyotes. Couldn't be wolves, I guess. You know, of course, that'd be rather Hitler-Aaron. We're coyotes, and I got my master's degree there in educational administration. And, you know, I happened to work as an educator a lot, as it turned out, with the San Bernardino County sheriffs, and for various issues. And I was basically getting my administrative credential, and I was working as a part-time administrator. I just really got several hours a day, and I was making that transition from classroom to administrator. And boy, I'll tell you, I was getting a quick learning. And we had resource officers, and we had, who were sheriffs, and I got to work with those guys. It was really, these guys in San Bernardino County, I got to tell you, the sheriff's department, they don't play around. They don't. They don't have time to play around. They're stretched very, very thin. It's the largest county in the nation, and they don't have enough personnel to even remotely, you know, patrol and properly do what they need to do. They're underfunded and so on. Yet when it comes down to it, when they tactically get into it, it's a whole different animal, and they deal with some of the worst criminals on the planet down there. I got to tell you, they do, because it's a crossroads. You go into Vegas, you got all this stuff coming from the south, and you know, but they're tough people. Right next to San Bernardino is the town called Fontana. Fontana used to have a steel mill, and that culture has never left. No, you got these guys walk around with their thumbs that are about twice the size of your arm. Anyway, so the high school there, Fontana, guess what they're called? The Steelers. Really? Yeah, in tribute to the steel mill that used to be there. Coke piles everywhere, by the way. Okay, so let's get into this whole thing. A couple of questions still lingering about the shooting. And we cover this a little bit later on in the show, but we're going to cover it right now very quickly. Schools are a major target, and this is the thing that the news is starting to, we covered this, touched on this last week. We got the information on the 2nd from our sources that the next attack site, and this was happening from the time frame when the shooters first left, which was around, I don't have my other notes in front of me, but I think it was around 10:53 maybe, and then they got in their car, took off by about 11:15. They were already home in Redlands. They were already back to their place in Redlands. Well, the question comes up, how many of them were there? Well, the reports were saying there were three people originally, and my people tell me there are three people. There's a third shooter that's running around out there, and they can't find them. So we put up an article that came from American Spectator, and Arnold Alhert is the author of this. Please go and read it, because it talks about really there's something seriously wrong with the FBI's investigation here. Now, I want to tell you, this is why I bring it up. Because what we have experienced over the years is that there's a good FBI and a bad FBI, and there's a good CIA and a bad CIA. And then there's just some citizens out there that are helping in a positive way. But, you know, the CIA and the FBI and all the other law enforcement agencies and agencies throughout the government since the Obama administration, remember what they have done. They have expunged all references to terrorism, jihad, radical Islam, and so on from all training manuals. And, of course, they've tried to hire and put into place anybody sympathetic to Islam. That's what they've done. That's how these people roll. Now, Farouk was a classic example of this. He was a plant. He's been an Islamic terrorist for years, as we're finding out, which, quite frankly, is how these people roll. And what they do is they get themselves, these jihadis, get themselves into positions of authority, such as a health inspector, which is what Farouk did. And he got himself in the position where he could go to various, well, imagine a health inspector. And that brings us to the victims, by the way. But we'll get to that in a second. So you imagine a health inspector who has access to all these buildings, all these restaurants, and all these school cafeterias, which is exactly what he did. In the days running up to the shootout, to the killing, to the carnage on the second, he had visited no less than 11 that we know of, cafeterias, school cafeterias, to check on, you know, various things. But you know, what we found in his cell phone was various pictures of schools, in one school in particular, I believe in Rialto. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. There's pictures of the campus. What was he doing? Well, he was planning to hit the campus. Now, this is what I always say, that the target that they would hit would be high schools at lunch, just similar to what they did at Columbine, right? Because they did Columbine. Columbine was training. What did we learn at Columbine? Take a look at the jihadist attack that took place in Columbine. It was, just two crazy kids. No, it wasn't. And we're going to find out it was not. More and more information is coming out about Columbine. We're going to find out that this has all been coordinated for years. And Columbine, yes, as a school shooting, was part of the jihad that we're experiencing today. You can't separate the two. Oh, by the way, who was president then? Let's see, William Jefferson Clinton. Of course. And how many mass murders did Bill Clinton have during his tenure for 8 years? 23. Just so happened to have that. On Agenda 21 Radio, you can see the count of the last five presidents, including President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, Ronald Reagan only had 7 mass murders in 8 years. George Bush the senior had 15 in 4, and George Bush the younger had 15. In 8. Now, a mass murder is 3 or more. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. I left out the total number of mass murders with this president. And right now, 3 or more deaths due to a mass murder. That includes the shootings and so on. I'm even throwing in Sandy Hook there because the news reports that way, right? You know how many the president has? 34. In less than 7 years. He's still got, what, 2 more months or what, another month and a half of his 6th year to make it to 7. Oh, boy, I just can't wait for the rest of his term and see. Maybe he can get it up to 40 killings, mass murders. You know, those numbers don't lie. Facts are stubborn things. This is what the left always says in their arguments. Facts are stubborn things. In 34 mass shootings. Gee, do you think there's any kind of correlation between the President of the United States and those numbers of mass murders? He is the deadliest president we've ever had. I guess it should leave no doubt. And he calls for gun control? He wants to disarm us in the face of mass murders? Is there something wrong with the picture? Jerry Brown, Mr. Terrorist himself, disarms teachers and staff members in schools, a long-standing law he throws out. A law that has saved lives in California schools for years. Jerry Brown the terrorist. What a concept. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free. And you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I love it when a plan comes together for Jerry Brown. And we're going to touch on Jerry Brown here in a second, but I want to refer back to the article that came out on Breitbart yesterday, and also the San Bernardino Sun and the Press Enterprise. And by the way, I got to tell you, I have not been fans over the years when I was living down there, because the Press Enterprise and the San Bernardino Sun have not been stellar in reporting educational issues. And, of course, I was in education at the time. So I had some disagreements. But I do want to tell you that they have done an outstanding job in reporting the incidents in San Bernardino. And by the way, kudos to many of those local reporters who are telling the truth. It's hard to get the information through the corporate crap out there, but many of you locals have been doing an outstanding job. Keep up the pressure. Demand answers. And, of course, now we got to put pressure on that FBI director down there, who I think is tainted as a Muslim. By the way, the implants of many Muslims and the jihadi types is really thick and rich in Southern California. There's a comments by, what's his name, Enrique Marquez, who we're going to cover. I think we're going to get to him today. Marquez, who was the friend who actually sold the guns to the shooters 4 years ago. You see, yeah, the plotting had been going on that long. That's what we're finding out. But this is, listen, this is not unusual. These embeds, these implants into our culture and society for these jihadis to turn jihadi has been going on a long time. They're in many levels and layers of government. And especially if you want to go down into the LA County sheriffs, let's look for embeds down there. Hello. This is jihad being waged in Southern California, and it looks like Southern California will probably be attacked again, and or any place, actually. We have to put our heads in a swivel, and we have to be consciously aware of what's going on in our surroundings. School educators, administrators, school board members, parents demand to see and understand what the safety plans and procedures and protocols of your schools are doing. If there's any place where you can get an active shooter training situation and get active shooter training to work over some of the things that you need to do, if in fact this happens, get it. Arm yourselves. This is what people are saying. This is what the sheriffs are calling for out there. People who legally can be armed should be armed. Anyway, so in the Farouk case, he inspected 11 school sites in the county for months before he massacred 14 people. And San Bernardino Unified School District officials discovered that Farouk visited one site only 2 months before the shooting. And also, there was in San Bernardino, of course, Domingos Elementary School, which we know about. But in Rialto, there was Center High School that has been specifically targeted. Apparently, he took a number of pictures of that. We think clearly that was a target. All these schools were targets. All these schools were potential targets. Now, we think that we've foiled with a lot of these targets now just simply because we've outed them. And a great job by local authorities to come up with the information. I got to tell you that in school districts, because they don't want to have anybody tainted as a gang member or a jihadist or step on anybody's toes. And under normal circumstances, everything being all normal in these districts, you would not hear this information. So I do have to say kudos to these school districts, the Rialto Unified School District and San Bernardino Unified City School District. There's so many different types. Kudos to them to get this information out. Now, let's all work together on this. Let's all be thoughtful about how we can protect our children in schools. Let's not pucker up. Let's admit that this problem is real. We are under attack, and it's World War III. And, of course, here I am. I'm the loon. Of course, I was the loon 4 or 5 years ago. I was telling you this day would be here, and now it's here. Let's move forward, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put all this stuff aside. Okay, Jerry Brown. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Jerry Brown. Okay, one of the things that we have been covering here on Agenda 21 Radio, and by the way, Chris Street, Red Smith, have been absolutely, and Breitbart, Joel Pollock, all the people at Breitbart. A recent article, by William Bigelow. In fact, it just came out. It just came out this morning. And I love it when a plan comes together. Jerry Brown, of course, we've been covering the fact that he's been drilling wells on his property and lying about it. And that, in fact, he's got a whistleblower complaint against him because he misappropriated state funds to get everything all mapped out. Isn't that a sweet deal for Jerry Brown? He can use those state funds. He can use his position authority. By the way, that's illegal. That is illegal. It's impeachable. Now, when he's in Paris, of course, he's hanging out with Al Gore. Hello. Okay, but here, he's got some problems because, you know, this whole fracking thing, anti-fracking protesters target Jerry Brown in Paris. Don't you just, you know, it's amazing how this media works and gets around the globe. So Jerry Brown cannot escape it now. He's going to come home and there's going to be more articles that are going to come out on major, major outlets about Jerry Brown. And I'll tell you what, when the truth comes out about this, you're going to be stunned. Jerry Brown, stealing from the people of California. All for fracking. Why? Because he wants to play around with all the big oil companies. We'll be back.
Did you ever look at the stains in your...
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free
and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, big article that we've got up. Of course, I don't have it in front of me.
Right.
We got that one. Okay, anyway, big article that's out there right now. We're ranting and raving on this one. And it's about the jihadi look of Paul Ryan. If you notice his beard, he looks like a jihadist. It's just amazing. Anyway, Congress is using funds to pay for modern-day trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Isn't that a nice little deal? And this is all about Paul Ryan and about, says, this is how I opened up the article. Where's the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, on this? Growing his jihadist beard? No. Ryan is seeking billions for Catholic charities to shelter Islamic refugee terrorists from Syria. Of course, Paul Ryan doesn't want you to know he is beholden to the Catholic Church. Oh, that was a quote by Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio. It says the Republicans are attempting, through the omnibus spending bill, to fund the Syrian refugees who are illegally being brought to the United States by the Obama administration. And many of the groups who will get billions in refugee resettlement funds will be various religious organizations. And the most active of these groups is the Catholic Charities run by the Jesuit Order. But, you know, I don't want to say anything about Paul Ryan, nor about John Boehner before him. Both being Roman Catholics, and I think they're Jesuits. But you know, when a plan comes together, you see Paul Ryan is spearing this thing through, and no one's supposed to know about it. But we just told you, call your representatives. We don't need this. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21, and remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.